One of the things that we find helpful for parents is to focus on a heart quality that they're working on with their children. The idea here is that it really makes your parenting a little bit easier. Not that your children get rid of all of their problems instantly, but instead of reacting to 50 different behavior problems, now you're able to target a specific heart quality that your child needs to work on. So identifying what that target quality is can be very helpful.
It also makes the process of parenting more positive because you're moving toward a goal that's a positive goal. We're not just looking for problems and trying to extinguish them, but we have a goal in mind that's developing a character quality. So the individual problem behaviors are not as significant as are we moving forward toward the goal.
In order to find that heart quality that you'd like to have your child develop, then you're going to probably want to identify some negative behaviors you're seeing and then ask the opposite question. If those are the behaviors we're seeing, let's group them around particular qualities. What heart quality would the child benefit from? That's what we're trying to do here. And then now we have a target. We have this thing we're working toward. Instead of working away from something that we don't like, we're working toward something that's very important for the child to learn.
And so once we'd identify where we want to move toward, then we can develop strategies and opportunities for that child to grow in that quality. It gives us positive dialogue with the child. Let's talk about what obedience is. Let's talk about what perseverance is, how that might work out in your life as you're working on your homework, let's say, or doing chores. How are we going to live out perseverance in that situation? It gives us a positive focus as we're even interacting with our child, so it's not a lot of stop this, stop that, but let's look at what this is going to look like as you live it out.
I think that defining that heart quality then is important, not just for the parent, but for the child as well. So defining the heart quality in terms that are meaningful for the child is good, so that perseverance is hanging in there even after you feel like quitting when you're working on your homework is an excellent definition for Billy. With Susie, it might be completely different. So the heart qualities are defined in ways that take that particular child's unique needs into account.
I think it helps us to have a personalized approach to our parenting. As we know each one of our children, we get to know their hearts. We know what makes them unique and different, what their struggles are. So now we're going to take those struggles into account as we're developing a character quality definition for that particular child.
Now let's ask an important question. What is a heart quality anyway, or a character quality? The Bible uses the word character in Romans chapter 5, verse 3. So when we talk about character, we're talking about a biblical concept that a character quality really is a group of behaviors and thinking patterns all around a particular idea. So the person who's patient, for example, thinks differently about interruptions or annoyances in life. The person who's patient is someone who has plans or different ways of acting when they find themselves in a challenging situation. Those patterns of thinking and acting are what we're targeting here as we're moving our child toward this goal of a heart quality.
And that changes how a child responds on a regular basis to the challenges coming his or her way. We're talking about the tendency of the heart. Sometimes a child has struggles with those tendencies, doing the wrong thing, being resistant. But as they develop character, then those tendencies change, and you're going to see a more appropriate response to the challenges in life.
What this is going to do for the parent is it develops for the parent a vocabulary to use in the correction process. When a parent's redirecting the child or correcting the child about a particular thing, now the parent has vocabulary to use that's surrounding this heart quality. You might certainly use the heart quality, the name of it, but then the definitions become an important part here as well. Now the parent is coaching the child along toward this goal, toward the heart quality. The child knows what we're working toward, the parent knows what we're working toward, and we can see some more reasonable and measurable progress in the child's life.
I really like that attitude of coaching when we're talking about parenting our children. Having a positive goal in mind and then coaching the child toward that goal is going to help us as parents stay more encouraged. It's going to help a child have a more positive family interaction. We're looking toward the goal. We're coaching toward it. Yes, we're going to make mistakes. We have failures. We have to point them out. But we're always going to have our eyes on the goal. Where are we headed?
This will help your parenting be more focused. It will give you some more direction and often puts the parent more at ease, knowing that here's where we're trying to get and how are we going to make that move in order to get there. So focus on heart quality with your child and you can see significant progress.